all indications there, things are going to get worse in the months ahead. And I think we had the most peculiar reaction from government, where Leo Varadkar said that the plan of recent years had not worked, and therefore the plan for this year is to have no plan. So what we've seen is consistently across all departments, but particularly on health, is crisis commentary by Taoiseach Varadkar and Minister Harris. He flabbergasted us all in turning the blame on nurses and doctors. If you took the Association of Emergency Medicine Consultants nationally and their spokesman Fergal Hickey, that's actually based at Sligo University Hospital, he has for 5 years or more now been identifying the problem has been supply of acute beds and staff retention and recruitment. The government have done nothing to address this, and yet we have this commentary that they're continually doing. And it's time that the Taoiseach suspended this chosen role of being a commentator and start showing the little bit of leadership.
And this is not the first year that we have seen a winter crisis coming down the track, so a plan should have been put in place.
Yeah, I mean, and it can't be money. I mean, all through the difficult years when there was cuts and so on, one of the first departments to be recuperated in terms of the amount of money that's been available, like over 16 billion for next year, we've had cost overruns every year. So the question is the appropriate political leadership and management being given to ensure that these crises are met on an annual basis? I mean, they're not new, as you've rightly said, and yet the latest tactic is to blame nurses and doctors, those of whom that we all know are to the pin of their collar trying to provide the level of service that they are.